There has been a lot of rain. In fact, we've got flood advisories for some areas. We'll get into that here in a couple of moments. So those of you, though, who have irrigation systems for your home or your business, you've got to do backflow testing. I mean, this is a requirement, something that you have to do. This is a great time to do it before you need to turn her on. I know when the weather gets hot and the grass needs, you know, it's very thirsty. So when it comes to your full service irrigation needs, Elite Outdoor Innovations, and too often we wait until it's too late, you know, or we wait until everyone else does it. Talk about this all the time with a number of our other partners, whether it's some sort of air conditioning situation in your home or your vehicle. You wait until you have to turn it on and you realize, uh-oh, it's not working. Well, you and so many other people are in that same position, and so the line to get it fixed is long. And when it comes to your required backflow testing or any other irrigation needs for your full service, waiting until you need to turn it on while everyone else does can leave you waiting for an appointment. Elite Outdoor Innovations, get a hold of them now. Make those appointments now. Have it taken care of now. That's EliteOutdoorInnovations.com. Don Luzader here with news.
Well, the biggest problem with the weather this morning has not been severe thunderstorms, as we had anticipated, but flash flooding. The National Weather Service issuing flash flood warnings for northeastern Newton, northwestern Berry County, southern Lawrence County, and southeastern Jasper counties until 11:45 this morning, and also until 11 o'clock this morning for part of Barton County. It looks like more than an inch and a half of rain has fallen on already saturated grounds, with flash flooding ongoing or expected to begin shortly. So we'll get that forecast updated in just a little bit with that. But the city of Branson is shutting down non-essential business operations, public and social gatherings, and forcing social distancing to help control the spread of COVID-19. The measure also prohibits visits to nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and retirement centers. And all parks and trails in Branson are closed until further notice. We have detailed information on the new restrictions at KSGF.com. Well, the death in Greene County that we've been telling you about, the fifth coronavirus-related death in Missouri. The fourth case is one that has a lot of people in the St. Louis area concerned. A woman in her 30s has died. Health officials say she did not get the virus through travel, raising concerns about community spread. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Of course, Don mentioning all those areas of concern there. And this is because of the showers, thunderstorms that we're seeing through the area this morning. High today of 58, mostly cloudy, 44 tonight, mostly sunny, 68 tomorrow, and then a high near 80 on Thursday. Thursday night into Friday, showers, thunderstorms with a Friday high of 77. Current temp at the KSGF studios, 47 with some area thunderstorms. And we have Bill from Coral Supply. He is with us this morning. I appreciate you being with us. I know you are busy like so many of our other partners. Like so many of our other partners, we've had here to talk with the listeners about what it is that you all are doing in order to maintain health with customers, with clients, and to stay within those CDC guidelines. So if you would, a little bit, tell us what it is that you all have had to do in order to adapt at Coral Supply.
Well, we're doing all the things the government recommended, and trying to do the social spacing. We're doing all the cleanliness and sanitizing. We sanitize constantly, and washing our hands. We do all those things that are recommended. We've moved all of our transactions to outside of the building, to where we have tables blocked off the front doors, where customers can walk up to the front doors. And we wait on them there, or they call their orders in, and we meet them outside. We've set up a website called orders@coralsupply.com, where they can email their order to us and let us know what time they want to pick up. And of course, a lot of our business is the delivery business that we deliver to contractors and stuff. So that's going on as normal there. We're just exercising precaution when we're out in the field and try not to go into people's buildings. We try to exchange the product outside the buildings and stuff. Kind of where we're at.
Yeah, other than those safety measures that you all are taking, have you seen any sort of impact? I mean, you mentioned the contractors and how that seems to be pretty steady. But other than that, has it also been steady, or has there been a drop-off?
there's been a drop off. We're a Kubota tractor dealership, as most of you know, and that side of our business is slowed down, and the plumbing and electrical side of our business with contractors and all so far has gone on. It seems like the construction industry has adapted and moving on through this so far. So we're hoping that the construction side of things keeps on going, because that provides a lot of jobs in our area. So we're hoping the construction side keeps on going.
Anything else you want people to know about what you are doing, what you have going on right now?
No, just we're keeping normal hours right now.
Okay.
And so just, you know, the only thing we're asking is everybody to be a little patient with us as we try to do things in a safe manner. And sometimes it's a little awkward for us to just be understanding. We're trying to do our best, and we'll try to help anybody we can. So.
Now, I'll ask you, because I know I'll be asked why I didn't ask you if I didn't, how Todd is handling all of this.
Well, Todd is still got things keeping us between the ditches. You know, mm-hmm. when it comes down to really needing to know what's going on, we all go to Todd and get his advice on everything. He so far has come up with some really good solutions, and we're really proud that we've got Todd on our side.
Bill Coral Supply, thank you, sir. Tell Todd hello for all of us, and hope you have a good day. Stay dry.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, I want to talk about this. There's a renewed criticism. I shouldn't say renewed, but there is an effort to really ramp up criticism of these press conferences. Some in the media are calling for the media to stop carrying the press conferences because they don't like what Trump is saying. Okay. I suppose that's one way of doing it, having a media that if they don't like what the president's saying is to try and prevent you from knowing what the president's saying. That seems like the sort of thing that's healthy for a free society, doesn't it? So I want to chat on that. And plus, Joe Biden, he's coming under some pressure to really differentiate himself from Trump in holding his little virtual faux presidential press conferences as well, which he's been doing, and they've largely been panned. And of course, some of the criticism that he's dealt with is his teleprompter stops and he's lost and confused, and which isn't necessarily unusual, but it just adds to the narrative that there is something not quite on point with Joe Biden at this point. I want to continue on, though, and welcome Olin to the show of Midwest Metal Roofing. We were talking earlier with Bill of Coral Supply, and he mentioned construction and the construction industry and how a lot of folks, when it comes to areas that they're holding back, it is home improvements, it's construction. And so Olin of Midwest Metal Roofing with us, and thank you for being with us this morning. Have you all seen a bit of a downturn thus far with everything that's going on? Go ahead, Olin, you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Have you all felt an impact yet on this, with whether it's a number of appointments or jobs that you all are doing?
We haven't had an impact with the jobs that we're doing or appointments. We've had a number of people that maybe said like bring in the quote later, or we can't speak with you in person, or there's been an occasional person. Last night I was speaking with a lady north of Springfield, and she was standing at the door, and she just she had a pre-existing immune
right
condition, and she didn't want to get too close to me, so we just had a little chat there with her at the door.
So obviously people are, they're concerned, and rightfully so, and they just, you know, they're going to come in contact with folks and they're not really sure what steps are being taken, so they're asking. What have you all done differently, or are you doing differently in your day-to-day operations?
So a lot of what we do, obviously, in the roofing business is we're outside, we're on people's roofs, so we're not really in close contact. But as far as, like, meeting with clients and at-home consultations. You know, we're just being careful where before it might have been a handshake. Now it's just a friendly hello and how are you? Like the lady I was speaking with last night, she made it clear that she didn't want to get close. So we were just, she opened the door and she just stood there and I was careful to maintain my distance from her. But yeah, a lot of our business is, you know, outside in the open air on a roof. So we're not really in close proximity with most of our clients.
So it sounds like most of any sort of normal close proximity is the planning process. It's not the actual work itself, but that you've managed to figure out ways to go ahead and continue that. And so if people do have any questions about your services or they want any sort of evaluation or estimates done, that can be done in a manner that will not put them in any sort of potential danger.
Right. If anyone's concerned, we're always happy to speak on the phone or do emails and that kind of thing. We have a website that we're happy to walk people through. But yeah.
What's the site?
We have the site is MidwestMetalRoofingLLC.com.
All right. Anything else that you're hearing people when it comes to concerns that you want to address or just let them know overall?
I think that people generally are, you know, cautiously optimistic. You know, there's going to be an occasional person that is needs to be careful or whatever. But, yeah, generally speaking, I think people, even now, like this morning, it's a rainy morning, people are needing roofs, and people are wanting to move ahead with getting that done to their homes. So,
well, I suppose with this sort of weather is a wake-up call to a lot of people who maybe didn't realize they needed it or they knew it but were putting it off and they recognize the unavoidable nature of it when they do have this sort of weather come through.
Right, right. Yeah, we're here to help people with the that need their roofs addressed. And, yeah, the rain is certainly – hear a lot of calls on rainy mornings like this, people that are like – thinking that they need to get something done right away. So,
and you said MidwestMetalRoofingLLC.com, correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay, and then if people want to call and ask any questions?
My number is 417-393-5917.
All right, Owen, Midwest Metal Roofing, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely my pleasure. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. We're going to take a quick break and then want to talk a little bit here about the pressure on Joe Biden to start differentiating himself. You know, make these little press conferences matter. He's holding these little coronavirus virtual updates that, frankly, I don't think anyone's really paying attention to, which is probably best for him. And it's making some of his supporters worried. They're like, you've got to show that, you know, you're worth something here. And on the flip side, Trump coming under more and more criticism by the folks on the left in the media, nitpicking every little thing possible in order to claim that he's just making everyone so confused out there. That next, I'm Nick Reed. I think most of you recognize that many in the media have one goal, and that is to centrally make sure America understands that Trump is screwing this thing up. And every statement he makes, press conference he has, is not about whether or not, or it's not about learning new information. It's about looking at what he says. Does this contradict something that he said 2 weeks ago? Can we twist this to say this? Can we act like we're confused? That it's just got, that's all that it is. They're like there for that purpose. And there was an interview done with Fauci, who, of course, is probably one of the more well-recognized figures that's up there talking on this issue every day with these press conferences. And you know, in the interview, he's asked, you know, I mean, do you ever disagree with President Trump? Now, the only reason that this question is asked is so they can make headlines about how Trump's not on the same page with the experts. A person with common sense, recognize that any president isn't going to be surrounded by people who agree with him 100% of the time. If so, they probably shouldn't be there. Let me tell you the flip side of how this works, because I understand how these people think. You ask these experts, do you always agree with everything the president says? If they say no, then the headlines are experts pushing back on Trump. Don't always agree with what Trump said. Trump out of step with the experts. But if the expert says, oh, yeah, I do, I agree with everything the president says, then the narrative becomes president surrounds himself with yes men. President won't surround himself with people with diverse perspectives. President only surrounds himself with people who tell him what he wants to hear. You see how it's no win? Nothing that they interpret is going to be fair and measured. It is all, okay, how can we take this and try and sabotage what the president is doing right now? The Hill has a piece, Trump's coronavirus briefings face criticism. Well, everything he does faces criticism. Lawrence Ghostin, a professor, of Georgetown Law and director of the World Health Organization Collaborating Center on National and Global Health Law, said it's head spinning. The public must be thoroughly confused because one day we're hearing health officials say it's very serious and we must take aggressive measures. And then the next day the president says that because, you know, we have to get people back to work. But that's not a contradictory message. We do need to get people back to work. They take these statements that don't contradict one another, but they present them as if they do. Well, because the president says we need to get the economy back on track, and that means getting people back to work. Well, that's very confusing because, you know, on one hand, we're not letting people get back to work, and on the other, the president says we need to. Well, I don't understand what's going on. Well, that's because you're an idiot. Here's the thing that you notice if you watch the press conferences and then you listen to the reaction of the media. They are displaying one of two things, either their agenda to convince people that Trump isn't doing anything correctly here, or they have no common sense. Any person with common sense is not left confused when they listen to these press conferences. Oh, but one day they say this, and the next day, wait, do you know why the press conferences happen on a daily occurrence? Because there's new information every day. And oftentimes that information changes. And so, yes, that means that some of the information that's provided today might be a bit different than yesterday because we've learned new things. This is an attempt to sabotage. And while they may even tell themselves they don't want the president to fail, they want him to fail at this. They want things to go horribly wrong, and if they're not, they're going to try to convince you that they are. And that means acting totally confused. Oh, I just don't understand what's going on. Let me tell you something. The only confusion that I hear people expressing is based on information that the media is putting out there, not from the Trump administration. I never hear people in social media that are expressing fear and confusion because of an answer that is given by an expert at a Trump press conference. Now, I'll see people reposting an expert on MSNBC say that they're confused because of what Trump's saying, and then therefore that means that Trump is being confusing. If people just stop reading the headlines and stop listening to people interpret for them what's coming out of these press conferences and instead watch or listen to these press conferences, trust me, you will find yourself much less concerned about the direction of things. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that one isn't concerned at all. Simply because there is a presentation of calm and we are working at handling this as best as possible, and we are handling it as best as possible, that doesn't mean that there is a lack of understanding or concern about the issue at hand. I think the St. Louis Post-Dispatch had a story of all these skeptical conservatives. Well, there are a number of people who are skeptical about the way we're going about this. Whether or not the cure is more poisonous than the disease itself. In other words, and you know, some of this is just guesswork. Some of it's going to be in retrospect. Whether the negative impact of shutting everything down outweighs the negative impact of not shutting everything down. And that's a completely legitimate, debatable issue. But what happens when you do have people question whether or not it is the right way to go, people who hate Trump or hate conservatives want to paint it as, oh, these people are skeptics and they think it's a hoax. No, they just think maybe there's a different way to deal with it. And many times they believe in a calm, prepared approach, as opposed to running around and screaming about how we're all going to die. On the flip side, you have Joe Biden, and he is another piece in the Hill. Biden under pressure to step up coronavirus response. And Democrats are very concerned that he's not going on camera more and coming up with different, better plans than Trump. Now, notice, their concern isn't about whether or not there is a plan that is a good one, but whether or not Biden can create one that's just different than Trump. Because I guarantee you, if Biden came out and said, you know what, I think the best thing right now is for us to listen to one person who is surrounded by a number of experts for messaging, and that simply adding to the confusion is not anything that's going to help at all. And so I trust these people that are with these organizations, that have been with these organizations well before Trump was ever elected president, and so I think we should listen to them. Do you think that Biden would be applauded by Democrats? No. All they want is for him to come up with something different that they can claim is better, whatever it is. Because the goal is politics, not solutions. Which is why they're upset that Biden isn't doing this more successfully. Here's Parker with a traffic update. I'm Nick Reed. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I am Nick Reed, and we've got Don Luzader here with the latest news.
Good morning. We are moving closer to 200 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Missouri, with the Department of Health and Senior Services reporting 183 as of late Monday night. 69 of those cases are in St. Louis County, with 17 cases each in Greene County, Boone County, and Kansas City. 5 deaths have been reported statewide, including 1 in Springfield. And of those statewide cases, and again, fewer than 200, but of those cases, 46 of them are people in their 20s. That's more than any other age range. 55 of the cases involve folks 60 and older. In Branson, non-essential businesses have been ordered to shut down, and city parks and trails are closed until further notice to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Board of Aldermen has voted to prohibit on-premises eating and drinking at any restaurant or business. We have the full list of restrictions at KSGF.com. And the Highway Patrol says it's immediately suspending all written and skills-based driver road testing at all locations through April the 6th. This includes operator, commercial driver's licenses, and motorcycle testing. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert forecast. We got a flash flood warning for parts of Barry, Barton, Lawrence, Jasper, Newton counties until 11:45 this morning. Showers, thunderstorms early, of course, today. We've seen those off and on for some time now. A high today of 58, clouds 44 tonight, sunny 68 tomorrow, and Thursday partly sunny, a high near 80 expected. Currently at the KSGF studios, 47 with some area rain. And we continue, as we did Friday, all of our KSGF partners on air, having them come on, talk a little bit about how it is that their industry is impacted, and how it is that for you all, you know, they can help you. And in some of these industries, these times in particular, there's a direct connection there. Some not so much, but that's important as well, because there are some businesses that may unnecessarily be impacted. So it's just an opportunity for all of our partners that we have to talk directly to you. And one of those is Brad Pistole, Safe Money Radio. He joins us this morning. Thanks for being with us. And right now, probably more than people have in some time. They're very, very worried about their money and what they should do with it, if anything. And I'm finding the messaging depends on the demographic of people, what age group they fall in. I thank you for being with us this morning. Tell us a little bit about what you're hearing and what people do need to do, something or nothing at all.
Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it's a very interesting time, certainly unprecedented. We can look back to 01 and 08, and they were different crises, but nothing like it is right now. This is unlike anything we've ever seen. So, and again, it's just getting started, so it's kind of hard to know what the long-term effect's going to be. But just throw out a couple of facts at you here that I'm sure a lot of people know if they've opened their 401k or if it's in a brokerage account or anything like that. But if you go back to late February, actually February the 20th, when life was just normal and rocking and rolling and things were great and the economy was great, in the last 23 trading days, the Dow has dropped 11,000 points and is down 36%. So unless someone was in an account that is protected and insured, which is what I deal with people, they haven't lost any money. But if you're in a brokerage account, well, then you're panicking. You're freaking out right now when you look at your statement. So it's definitely a very scary time. I've had all kinds of calls, just from clients that have said, hey, I haven't lost any money. Thank you so much because everything has stayed safe. And then also from listeners, because I've been on for 10 years, who are calling in saying, what in the world do I do? I mean, I've opened my 401k and I'm panicking about, what's happening. So it's a scary time right now.
So are there groupings of people, I'm guessing mostly age-wise, that really don't need to worry right now because there's nothing that you could do? I mean, I consider myself in that category of people. I'm not going to retire for a very long time, and I figure
sure.
Wherever things are once I do retire, it's going to be so far removed from this. It's going to be
right.
As far removed for me as 9/11 is today,
Exactly, exactly. And I've been on the radio a lot in the last few days talking to different groups and about the exact same thing because it's very timely. But, the advice that I've been giving, which is shared by my mentors to me, is that anytime you're in a moment of crises or there is a big time fluctuation and lots of emotion, just the emotion is what's affecting the market right now. I mean, so they hear that there's going to be a stimulus package, the market's going to go up. They hear it didn't get signed, the market's going to crash. Yeah. I mean, it's just constant volatility. So if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and like you're saying, you've got 10 or 20 or 30 years before you're going to use your retirement funds, you definitely don't need to be making any decisions right now. Just don't make decisions during an emotional time. I know it's kind of a panic to look at it, but the market over the long time is going to come back and just don't make decisions. But I think the people that it affects are people who are retired, people who are living out of their accounts, taking distributions while they're watching it go backwards. That's a very different situation. And those are the kind of people, that obviously we want to talk to and reassure and give advice to. So
I imagine there isn't a one-size-fits-all, and that's why those folks who are in that situation, they should call someone like you and get advised on what is best for their particular situation.
Absolutely not. There is what I tell every single person that comes in. I've been saying this for a long time, is that the purpose of money dictates its position. So someone will hear me and they've listened to me for a long time and they'll say, here's my 401 or my IRA or my savings account. What should I do with this? And the answer is, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know until I sit down and talk to you and find out what your purpose is for that. And so if someone's purpose is, hey, I'm going to be contributing to this for the next 20 years, should I be worried? No, you should probably stay right where you're at and keep doing what you're doing. It's going to be okay. Each person's individual situation requires different advice.
All right, so if they want to reach out, have any other questions more specifically for you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can always call me directly, 581-9222. That's our local number. We also have a 1-800 number. It's 866-780-SAFE, 866-780-7233. And then they can go to our website, which is guaranteedsafemoney.com. We have a lot of my national articles, interviews with national people, and things that they can do online at guaranteedsafemoney.com.
Brad Pistole, Safe Money Radio, appreciate you being with us this morning, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. You bet. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. We're going to chat with one other partner here coming up in just a couple of minutes and then hit some more of the news this morning as we do continue to try and bring you direct communication from some of our partners regarding what it is they're doing, how they're impacted, and what we're hearing mostly. And we did this on Friday, and then yesterday Don Carricker filled in for me, and we're picking it back up today, is letting them know, letting you know what it is that they are doing in order to make sure that their relationship with you can continue on as best and as normal as possible. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. I'm going to share, coming up here, some positive news. That is an expert opinion from a Nobel laureate and Stanford biophysicist who's saying, hey, guys, this is going to be much, oh, it's going to be okay. So we'll do that here in just a couple of moments. First, though, I want to welcome another partner of KSGF, Michelle Cantrell and Associates. Michelle Cantrell with us, and you are in a people person business, I would say. First of all, thank you for being here with us. And if you would, let everyone know how this has impacted your day-to-day operations with folks.
Well, day-to-day, it has impacted. You know, we're all working from home. We're trying to do what they've suggested and stay in. But, you know, the market hasn't slowed down that much. We still have a lot of business going on. And I just think it's important for people to understand that, you know, I don't believe this will be like the recession in 2008. You know, that was caused by oversupply of housing and loose lending standards. You know, this is more like what we experienced in 9/11. It's more of a disaster, which the housing market recovered from in about 2 to 3 weeks. So right now, you know, we're still seeing a lot of people list their homes. We're doing a lot virtually. So if someone wants to list their home, we can, you know, do that all virtually. We can do open houses virtually. Luckily, we live in such a strong world of technology now that you know, that part doesn't slow down for us.
So it sounds like, I mean, and this is messaging that we've heard from pretty much everyone, that one way or another, no matter what the industry is, they've managed. And I suppose it's one of the great things, if I can be biased, about the private sector, is they figure out how to adapt and how it is the number one goal there being, you know, dealing with clients and how to best continue on in a way that is meaningful and successful with the clients, because that's the number one priority. And it sounds like, you know, like everyone, you're able to do that as well.
We are. You know, we're making a lot of calls right now, just checking on our people, you know, our clients, and just making sure they're okay, you know, especially the elderly folks, see if they need anything from us, and just trying to be there for them. I think right now people just need reassuring. You know, they really are concerned, obviously. It's a time that's unsettling for everyone, but we have a lot of people that life has to go on. They're being transferred with their jobs, or I sell a lot of new construction, and you know, our supply was at a historic low prior to this virus, and we were having multiple offers with low inventory, and you know, my builder was building just as fast as he could and to keep up with that supply. And so, you know, we have, I think, 86 properties under contract right now, and those people still need to continue on with their life. And so we're doing the best we can to help them and just kind of maintain what was happening with their life before. And, you know, people are still hanging in there right now.
Well, and I like what I'm hearing. This has been, I think that if a person listens to the show we did Friday and today, where we've just had KSGF partners on here, that another similar message really truly is a genuine belief that we are going to get through this. And those aren't just happy words. It truly is a reality. And I think that is a powerful message and a powerful attitude. And I don't know if it's, you know, I've learned that culturally different parts of the country have different attitudes and mentalities, but that more of a positive, a decision to be positive attitude is prevalent here. And I'm glad for that. And I think we're all better off for it. And appreciate you having it as well. Any final thoughts for folks today?
Well, you know, the biggest question that I'm getting from people when we call to check on them is they're wanting to know what's happening with home values or pricing. Do we think it's going to go up or down? And none of us have a crystal ball, of course. But, you know, now and in the future, I believe they will maintain. I just believe pricing will, or, you know, we all know that that's driven by supply and demand. And that supply and demand always controls the market, and our demand will take a hit because the stock market has taken a hit. But I do believe people will do like last time, and they'll shift their money into real estate because it's a more stable investment. And so as they do that, that will keep that supply and demand out of whack, and prices are driven up. So I don't think it's time to panic. You know, since we were at all-time high pricing in homes, I think they're going to continue to see that. I think we'll have record-breaking late summer and fall as people recover from this and feel comfortable selling their homes again. But the people that need to do that right now, we're still here. And even if they just want to talk and just feel reassured about it, you know, we feel very confident in the market right now.
Michelle Cantrell, thank you so much for taking some time out to be with us this morning, and have a good day. Stay dry.
Okay.
As best as you can. All right, you bet. Springfield. All right, yes, indeed. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGM. And speaking of a positive note, I mean, the headlines just exhausted. So this is a pleasant one to share with you next. And a gentleman by the name of Michael Levitt, he's a Nobel laureate and Stanford biophysicist. And he is saying that, listen, all these worst-case scenarios, the facts just do not lend us to that conclusion. And I'll tell you what he has to say coming up next. I'm Nick Reed. Don Carriker, I want a great homeloan.com. He was kind enough to fill in for me yesterday. Thank you for that. And as you know, people, if you need to buy a home, nothing that's going on changes that, right? Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate, we talked with her about this. Well, we've talked about this with her on a number of different occasions, and that is the need for people to buy homes, and that means they need to find homes to sell them. Well, you've got to have a home loan if you're going to buy a home, right? I want a great homeloan.com. The process to find out what you qualify for doesn't cost you anything. A lot of times people are worried about that, or they think, I'm going to do that, and then they're never going to leave me alone. Don or somebody from his team is going to call me all the time. Trust me, they've got plenty of business. And while they are there consistently whenever their clients need them, they aren't going to that's what they spend their time doing, not trying to pin down people to get a home loan, okay? That's not how they operate. So go to iwantagreathomeloan.com, fill out some very basic information, and somebody from his team is going to get back with you, and then they'll ask for some additional, more specific information. And then within 24 hours, you could be pre-qualified for a number of different options based on your current situation. This financially could be the best time for you, is it? That's what Don Carriker and his team will tell you, okay? Now, here's the sort of news that I like to hear. Michael Levitt, Nobel laureate and Stanford biophysicist, began analyzing the number of COVID-19 cases worldwide back in January and correctly calculated that China would get through the worst of its coronavirus outbreak long before many health experts had predicted. So this is a scenario in which some people were saying, oh, it's going to be way, way out here. He said, nah. Based on my expertise, here's what I reasonably believe is going to happen. And he was the one who was correct. So there's some credibility there. He says he foresees a similar outcome in the United States and the rest of the world. While we've heard all sorts of warnings of months and some even years that this is going to drag out and kill millions of people, Levitt says that the data simply does not support any of those scenarios, especially in areas where reasonable social distancing measures are in place. He said, what we need is to control the panic. We are going to be fine. He noted in China, on January 31st, the country had 46 new deaths due to novel coronavirus, compared with 42 new deaths the day before. Although the number of daily deaths had increased, the rate of that increase had begun to ease off. In his view, the fact that new cases were being identified at a slower rate was more telling than the number of new cases itself. It was an early sign that the trajectory of the outbreak had shifted. And so because he approached it in a different manner and a different understanding, his approach was one that gave him a more accurate prediction as to what would happen versus so many others. And he's saying, look, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. This is not going to be as bad as everyone thinks. We're going to come out of this sooner than later. Now, could it be wrong? Sure. But it's much nicer to at least hear some of those folks as opposed to those with the big headlines with exclamation points and the headlines in red and the worst case scenario, because you notice that's what they go with. There's the old saying, if it bleeds, it leads. In other words, the more horrific it is, the more people that are going to be engaged in this day and age, the more clicks you're going to get. So if you have a headline run, experts say it could last 18 months, all in caps, you're going to get more clicks than you otherwise might. I would also personally recommend you stay away from reading a lot of the Facebook posts, because what I find is a lot of people posting that, well, I heard, or has anyone else heard, the National Guard's going to come in and take over. Those are not helpful things. They're not. It's hysteria. Glenn Beck's coming up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Nick Reed.